Hello, this is the Anonymous Psychologist and you are listening to the Mental Health Podcast, and I would beg your pardon for the noise because it was my birthday yesterday and I have come for a solo trip somewhere in the mountains in India. So, but just the inspiration came in since my room has the mountain view, and I was just thinking about online negativity, and I thought of recording this episode, which probably might help you in dealing with online negativity. And almost every one of us are in some way or the other connected to social media, and much as we expect it to be a medium of pleasant experience, more than often it is not the case. Be it the news we consume, the trolls that slide into our DMs, or folks who comment trash on our posts, or even our friends who disagree with our thoughts and opinions could be the source of negativity we have to deal with online. Additionally, there are posts around that discriminate on the basis of nationality, race, religion, caste, gender, sexuality, profession, and so on, which may end up leaving a lasting and negative impact on us or even offend us sometimes. This may lead to us thinking about it for long hours, which in turn may hamper our productivity or daily routine. I have been asked about this more than you can think of, so I thought of recording an episode instead. Even I face this kind of negativity on social media online, and the best course of action which I tend to take is blocking that page or the person. That way, in case the person is trying to get a reaction from you, then you stop that possibility itself. Plus, when you give these trolls the attention they want, it fuels them with more excitement to troll you even more, and the argument ends up going endless and affects you for a longer time. What we need to understand before we decide whether or not to respond to these folks is that no one who is at a good place mentally would ever try to offend or seek a reaction from you. Sometimes it's better to not react and put a full stop on conversation than interacting. If you are interacting with such folks, you are exchanging your energies with them and letting their negativity come into you as well. And if they are reacting to your work, then it might be probably because your work is a masterwork, because masterwork often attracts extreme reaction, and haters are no one but the dreamers who gave up. It might be the case that this source of negativity is someone you interact on a daily basis or frequent basis, and you cannot really completely cut them down. Maybe they are your work colleagues or a childhood friends. In that case, it makes sense to reduce the interaction with them, or in case they are trying to hurt you, just respond with empathy. It is highly likely that pain resides within their insecurity and hatred. Ask them, what is it that's bothering them? How could you help them? If you are in a correct headspace, then probably offer them a non-judgmental safe space, and you would be surprised to see how they react. They may share their pain, and that would make you understand what they are dealing with and why did they react the way they did. And it would also help establish rapport with the person in question. If that doesn't work, then you may mute them from the channels they exist and hide your post from them. That way it will reduce the reaction or the interaction for that matter. It might also be a case wherein a person is trying to dump their emotional baggage and you are not in the headspace to take it all. In this case, it makes sense to set healthy emotional boundaries by telling them you are busy or you are currently not in the headspace to hear them out. Sometimes it may also require you to probably raise your voice over the phone or use a stern tone while texting. This could even lead to a reaction that may add up negativity, and in this case it makes sense to just put the ignore mode on, because it is important to keep ourselves sane rather than losing our sanity by helping others gain it. Help should never be done at the cost of ourselves, and it is not being selfish. It is just that you're putting yourself first over anyone else, and it is that act of self-care you do for yourself and should be proud of. So that's all for today, and in the next episode probably we might talk about dealing with offline negativity. And this is the Anonymous Psychologist. Do drop a follow on Instagram at @_anonymous_psychologist, and have a happy weekend.